It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
He is a former Trump-Pence EPA transition team member, founder of JunkScience.com, and senior legal fellow at the Energy and Environment Legal Institute. Steve Malloy, thank you so much for joining us on 97.1 here in St. Louis.
Well, Ryan, thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to point out a new report that came out, and it's something that I'm sure you have been following. The United Nations put a report that said, you know, despite all the money we're spending to fight climate change here in the United States and some European countries also jumping in on this, the report says, well, after all of what we've done, we've basically made no progress. I got to say, I thought we were spending billions and trillions of dollars to try to combat climate change because we were told this is going to make a difference for our kids. Steve, I'm telling you, my kids, we want them to have clean air. We have to make a difference right now. And my grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren. So what are we doing if it's not making a difference?
Well, so this is my favorite of the annual UN climate report. It's called the Emissions Gap Report, and it's a report on, you know, how badly countries are missing their, you know, climate goals. And so, you know, the report, as always, this is not new, but it's just, you know, we are 36 years now into climate idiocy, and it just shows that emissions have grown steadily since climate idiocy began in 1988. Well, actually, the report starts in 1990, but you know, it's all the same. So emissions are just keep going up. And, you know, despite the fact that we have spent trillions of dollars on scaring people, on subsidizing green stuff like windmills and solar panels and EVs and batteries, none of that stuff is making a difference. And then, of course, all the propaganda that has gone into scaring the, you know, bejeebers out of everybody about the planet, you know, being destroyed by emissions, all for naught. Emissions just keep going up, and there is, you know, the UN says that there is no end in sight to emissions going up.
Yeah, and
so what are we doing?
I was going to say the strategy of telling children you're all going to die when you're older if we don't do this may not have been the right strategy after all.
No. Well, I mean, everyone's going to die when they get old anyway, right? So it's kind of, you know, if that's really their most compelling argument, well, it's kind of a fail. The good news here is that emissions don't really matter, but they don't matter at all. I mean, there's no evidence that emissions are driving warming or any extreme weather or anything like that. It's all, you know, I call it the climate hoax, and it becomes more and more evident every year. But this shows that, you know, even if you believe in this nonsense, we're not even spinning our wheels. You know, the alleged problem is getting worse.
Right. And I've seen different people approach this and try to approach it in a way that's a little bit more logical. And I can't remember which senator it was. It might have been Senator Kennedy, essentially was asking the people that were there to testify in behalf of climate change and has asked them, how much of our atmosphere is made up of CO2? And they're all looking around at each other. Oh, I don't know, 20%. But it's like less than 1%. It's like less than half of 1%. And I think about the way we tried to mitigate changes of emissions. And is that really the right way to handle it? Is it better off for us to try to spend money mitigating you know, tides that are higher, or put seawalls in place, or, you know, look at people that are sitting in floodplains and finding ways to prevent flooding in those areas. That seems to be the better spent use of the money, as opposed to preemptively trying to cut emissions that don't seem to be working.
Yeah, so the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere is actually 0.04%.
Oh, 0.04%, right.
0.04%. And, of course, I challenge, you know, I would love to ask Kamala Harris that question, or Tim Walz, or any climate alarmist, how much carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere, because that would be a lot of fun. They typically don't know. I remember once the Obama EPA administrator and Biden climate czar was asked that question in Congress, and she had no idea. These people have no idea what they're talking about. But, you know, back to your question, I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, we're wasting all this money on climate. You know, in the Inflation Reduction Act, we're scheduled to spend $1 trillion on climate, on wind, solar.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits, or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
EVs, batteries, and other green crap. What we should be doing, you know, if we're going to spend that money needs to go into our infrastructure. We have terrible storm water management. Our systems are old. They have not been updated. We have terrible wastewater management systems. We have other, you know, real environmental problems like agricultural runoff. These things really do need to be addressed, but there's no money for them. And, of course, the environmentalists who used to worry about these things worry about them no more, because all they, you know, they've thrown all their chips into the climate hoax.
Well, obviously, you're saying that just because you want people to die. I mean, that's like the argument against it, though. And that's what you're combated with when you bring up, okay, let's be pragmatic about this at least, because all these different initiatives, we're throwing money into things that aren't really making a difference. But, you know, if it gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling, that's a whole different thing. And we shouldn't be throwing taxpayer money on warm, fuzzy feelings.
Well, these things are actually hurting us. I mean, we are destroying our electricity grid. I mean, we need electricity. Our lives depend on electricity and fossil fuels. And, you know, we are simultaneously destroying our grid with solar and wind, and burdening it with EVs and heat pumps and other electrification. And to the point where now, you know, every summer and every winter, you know, we face the threat of blackouts when you need electricity the most, when it's either really cold or really hot. And so it's actually hurting us. And plus, it's making us poor. You know, we were told that wind and solar were going to make electricity prices cheaper. We were told that EVs are cheaper than conventional gas-powered cars. Those are all lies. None of that is true. Not even close to being true. So we're, you know, we're being put at risk, we're being impoverished, and all for nothing.
Yeah, and you know, I think what most people want, they just want the truth about it. And if part of the truth is, you know, ultimately, this would be nice if we had renewable energy sources, this is why we should do it, that's not what they're saying. They're basically saying that if you don't do this, your grandkids are going to burn to death because the sun is going to be so hot, and all the rivers are going to dry up, and the crops are going to die, because that's why you have to do this. And again, the science just does not support that. And I think it's important that we at least tell the truth, and at least be pragmatic about how we're spending this money, because we want to be able to use it in the best way possible. I think that would be the logical way, but it's not. But one thing that I think is very telling right now is during this election, they're making it all about abortion, when before, climate change was one of their number one ticketed things on the Democratic side. So why do you think they've started to push this on the back burner? Do you think they have given up on this fight, or do you think it's just not as important to them anymore?
Well, no, it's very important to them, but Kamala Harris can't afford to talk about climate. She can't afford to talk about fracking because she'll lose Pennsylvania for sure. She'll lose it in a landslide. And her backers don't really care about it. There was a report in the Washington Post not too long ago. The League of Conservation Voters chief said that, oh, we don't mind that, you know, Kamala's not talking about climate because we know what she's going to do. So, you know, they don't. Climate is a political loser. It has never helped anyone. Recall President Al Gore. It's just a terrible issue, and it's becoming more terrible because people are seeing that we really do need fossil fuels, and that there really is no connection between fossil fuels and whatever is going on in the atmosphere. So they don't talk about it anymore. But you know, unfortunately, they have not been persuaded by reality yet. They still have the crazy agenda, because the crazy agenda is not about climate; it's about control.
You know, so kind of full circle, not in a way, but they're starting to come back on nuclear energy. And before, if I remember correctly, you know, we're all going to, this waste is going to get into the groundwater because we can't store it properly, and everyone's going to grow a third arm. And, you know, our kids are going to have tails. And they said, this is terrible. You don't want to be around these things. The disaster is waiting to happen, so we need to move away from it. Flash forward to now, and you have Democrats, even in states like Michigan, where I'm at, they're reopening plants that they shut down, and they're doing it with the endorsement of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the governor here is a Democrat also. So do you think possibly they're starting to come back to the idea that, well, maybe they were wrong, and this could wake them up to ideas they might be wrong about now?
Well, so, yeah, big tech is coming around to the realization that, you know, pushing for this green stuff has been a huge mistake, because big tech, you know, with their data centers and our demand for computing, you know, their energy needs are just growing, you know, almost exponentially. And so they really do need steady power that can be ramped up if necessary. And that's going to be fossil fuels and nuclear power. So fossil fuel plants are staying open longer. And big tech has even come to the realization that it needs nuclear power, and they even want to reopen Three Mile Island, which, of course, is, you know, there was a small accident there. No one was hurt. But that started the doom loop for the U.S. nuclear industry. No. And, you know, nuclear power is perfectly safe. I've got some great stuff on Junk Science right at the top about how EPA has been committing radiation, you know, science fraud with radiation risk. People have been unnecessarily scared about it. But, you know, so I'm glad to see big tech coming around to, you know, leaving fossil fuel plants open and, you know, building new nuclear. These are all good things. Unfortunately, you know, they're still stuck in the propaganda. You know, they're doing this stuff very sort of quietly. They're still stuck in the climate doom loop.
Yeah. Mentioned that on your website. So if people wanted to read about that or some of these other things, where can they go?
Well, so go to junkscience.com, and people can follow me on a daily basis on X at junkscience.
Perfect. And if I remember correctly, going back to the Obama administration, I think the Republicans tried to put a plan together, and essentially I think they called it the nuclear toilet or something like that, where they were going to build it out in the middle of nowhere. So they had a place for the waste to go to, which, by the way, waste is very small that's produced from there.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, but it's small. You know, putting it in a landfill in St. Louis was a bad idea because it's a heavily populated area. You put it in the middle of nowhere where they can now use modern technology to store this waste. Fantastic idea. But I think Obama nixed that because just, you know, 10 years ago, they thought it was they were thinking the same way. I mean, just a decade later where we are now, they're thinking completely different on it.
Yeah. So 30 years ago, the plan was to store spent nuclear fuel in a repository like 100 miles from Las Vegas, a mile underground, I mean, in the middle of nowhere, way underground. And EPA regulations were that the waste site had to be secure for 1 million years. totally crazy. Anyway, but so the activists even blocked that because the radiation thing is completely irrational. People are completely nuts about it. So, yeah, I mean, what happened in Missouri was a problem, should not have happened. That's bad government. That's why people need to vote against government. But you know, the Las Vegas, the Yucca Mountain site in Las Vegas is perfectly sensible. And as a matter of fact, you know, the site was even being built so that you could, you know, retrieve the waste to reprocess it for nuclear fuel, because as technology gets better, you know, we can get more and more energy out of these things. So, you know, nuclear, you know, unfortunately, green policies have destroyed nuclear research and interest in nuclear. So, you know, nuclear has been very hard to develop. And, you know, now we have these new small modular reactors, and even those are becoming, you know, so expensive. We talk about them, but we're not really seeing any because they're so expensive. They're so expensive because of the EPA junk science that goes into radiation risk assessment. So,
yep.
But I have that story. You know, I have a great story at the top of junk science. I encourage everyone, if you're interested in radiation, even if you're scared about radiation, to check it out.
JunkScience.com. Steve Malloy, you can look him up on social media too with the Junk Science. Hey, thank you so much for joining us here today. We really
appreciate
it.
Great talking with you, Ryan. Thank you.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.